From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans of Bleed Blue Show. This is the Dugout episode, live looking versus the Minnesota Twins. The Savages are at bat, so we're going to try to get out of this 2-1, well, 2-0 hole. We got the home run by Gio to make it 2-1. The purpose of the live looking episodes, we started to do that about a couple of years ago here on this podcast because we've gotten to the trap of doing post games going on midnight. And we said, you know what, whenever they go to the Central Division teams or to the West Coast games and the games start at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, you know what, we're going to push this up. We're going to have live feedback as the game is going on. We have live thoughts as far as what the stakeholders think. Or we're going to call it something. You know what? We're going to do one thing. We're going to do it for this season only. We're not, no longer we are stakeholders on the baseball episode. We are savages. The savages. We're no longer stakeholders. We're savages. So all the other episodes for the football, the hockey, the basketball, those are the stakeholders. But for the baseball, we're going to announce ourselves as savages. We're going to bring all the savages on right now because I want to get their thoughts as far as the live looking versus the Twins. We talk about Aaron Boone blessing us with the Savages in the box and Lou Boyd co-signing it. We could talk about Hall of Fame with Mariano Rivera, and I think we have a lot of great memories with that. And, of course, Mike Mussina. My favorite Mussina moment, and it probably won't be on a lot of Yankee fans' list, was that one game. He almost had the perfect game in 99. Carl Everett broke up the perfect game. I remember that game so vividly. That was the game Mike Mussina won me over as a Yankee fan. As a Yankee fan, Mike Mussina won me over. I was a Yankee fan long before that. Let's bring on the stakeholders right now, man. Roll call time, please, and we'll get everybody on. We'll get everybody on. We'll fire off on some fun episode. We got Big Luther on the mound, so it's a Big Luther night. You know, we can play. No, next time Big Luther takes the mound, man, we'll have to play some Big Luther gems throughout the episode. Have some fun with that. Greg from Bronx Bomber News, my man. Say hello to the peoples.
Hey, how you doing?
Greg, my man, what's up, man? I hope all is well, man. We're going to bring you stay right there. We're going to lead off with you. You're going to be DJ LeMahieu for the Savages tonight. You're going to lead off. Let's get everybody else on. Let's see. The Worm, what's up, my man? How's everything?
Doing good now. Encarnacion just tied the game up.
Right, I see. The Savages is in effect, man. You heard this, Worm, man. On the football, we're stakeholders still, but on the baseball, we're our Savages. No, for this season, rest of this season, we're Savages, all right?
I like that. I'm going to get a T-shirt made up for this for the rest of the season.
Nice. Yeah, hell yeah, absolutely. Stay right there, Worm. Let's get Jimmy.
You got it.
Jimmy, say hello to the people.
Hey, man. How's it going? I like the new name for the baseball, man. The Savages. I like it, man. And my buddy Encarnacion, man, like you said, tied up the game, man. I've liked this dude from the beginning since we got him, man. Let's go Yankees, baby.
Let's go Yankees at Canes Eagles 1, Savage Jimmy. Shout out to Jimmy. Dominic, what's going on, my man? Savage Dominic.
Good evening. Good evening, Steve.
Good evening. Shout out to Dominic. Let's get, I think this is Yvette. Yvette, what's going on? How's everything?
I'm good. Doing
savage
so much just to try to watch this game here because I'm a savage dog. I got to get my game on.
You got to get the LT quote too, Worm, for Yvette. You know what, Yvette, going forward, anytime we're on the same night Big Luther is pitching, we got to get some Luther jams. We got to make things
absolutely
a little bit different.
Absolutely.
Cool. Let's lead off with Greg from Bronx Bomber News. We got the live looking versus the Twins, the Yankees in the third inning. Anywhere you like to go. Paxton, I wasn't the biggest Paxton fan, if you want to go there with it. Aaron Boone and how he's kind of – he just shook up the fan base with his tirade the other day. And, of course, the Hall of Fame with Mariano Rivera and Mussina. Anywhere you like to go with this, Greg, and then we can go down the line to Worm, Jimmy, Dominic, so on and so forth.
Okay, well, yeah, you know, we can start with Paxton. I, you know,
we're in a situation with him. I think we see now why Seattle, you know, didn't really. I mean, they took a deal to trade him, but this might be what he is. He might never be that number two guy or number one guy that we wanted. I mean, he has pitched some really good games, but you know, he gets beat a lot. And the game Sunday with, or Saturday with Centinella, I think the guy's name was. You know, he's a guy that throws the most fastballs per average in the league, and Paxton is second. And you know, if you're going up to the plate and you're guessing two out of three times this guy's going to throw a fastball, and this is what happens in the first inning. He gets lit up. Charlie Blackman, a left-handed hitter, jumps him on the second pitch of the game and hits one out. You're expecting fastball. They have, you know, they have to figure out some way of changing up that first inning, or at least the first time through the order with him, because when you pump fastball after fastball, these guys will just sit fastball. And maybe he's back to tipping pitches. I know he had a couple of good games there, and then he's had a few clunkers. But at this point, I mean, do you really trust him to be your number two, number three guy in a division series game?
That would be a no for me. I mean, is that a question for the table? We could ask that question to everybody. You have anything else you'd like to add, or for whatever area on the team,
yeah,
and then we could go
to
one.
I think that's where the question is with Paxton is they're going to have to figure out he's got the stuff to do it. That's what's disappointing is he could throw anywhere, you know, 95 to 98 on a given day. He's got a decent slider when he uses it. But they have to figure out how to go after hitters those first couple innings, because, you know, you put the team in a hole and then it's playing uphill. And I know, you know, against some teams that's okay. But we get in a big series with, you know, Houston or Cleveland or somebody like that, and sometimes, you know, they got a good pitcher throwing. It's tough to get runs. And you can't keep putting your team in a hole because, you know, you keep pumping fastballs in there.
All right. Worm, you heard Greg from Bronx Bomber News, his concern on James Paxton, if you have any thoughts on that. Now, any area on the team, feel free to bring it up from last week. We had a great week last week versus the Rays and the Rockies. Any additional thoughts from the Worm, and then we'll go right down the line.
You know, you hit it before. Your favorite you've seen a game was the almost perfect game in Boston whenever it broke up. The perfect game. That was my favorite Messina game that I've seen him pitch as a Yankees.
Absolutely.
I mean, I wish he had gotten that perfect game. But looking at Paxton, you know, go back, look at Sonny Gray when he was in Oakland. He was good there. You know, and the Yankees brought him here. Paxton was good in Seattle. And the Yankees brought him here. I know this is a tough place to play, but, you know, how much is it, you know, the player? Because if you look at Sonny Gray now, his numbers are phenomenal. I know he's with a smaller market team, but how much is this fault? How much is this, you know, on Larry Rothschild? You know,
yeah.
You know, how much is it on him? You know, maybe the pitch selection. You know, it may not be the player. You know, at what point are they going to, you know, really look at Rothschild? I mean, you look at, you know, it's as if when Sonny Gray was here, he totally changed his pitch selection from when he was in Oakland and when he came to the Yankees. You know, are they screwing with something, you know, when they're doing their bullpen session? You know, are they screwing with something when they're watching with tape? It just seems like Paxton's pitch count is just so predictable when he's on the mound. You know, it's you know, you tied into, you know, when McAdoo was calling a Giants offense, his offense was predictable. Look at Paxton, his pitch selection is just very predictable. You know, he's just a lot of fastballs. You know, he's not throwing the breaking pitches like he did when he was with Seattle. You know, so at some point, I'm looking at Rothschild. Maybe that's a problem because he's not the same guy that he was when he was in Seattle. And, you know, I wanted to, you know, bring this up because, you know, this was the hot topic in the offseason, you know, that the Machado and Harper, you know, the go get one of them. You don't always need a high-priced player on the team or a bunch of high-priced players. But Mayhew was having an MVP season. You look at his stats with bases loaded. He's batting almost or even over 400. You know, you got there's. It's almost like you're starting to get back to the mid 90, late 90 Yankees, where it's, you know, ball players that are scrappy, that are you know, everyday players that are going to make the plays, grind out at bat, and, you know, get runners in motion. It's like, you know, they're, you know, yeah, they'll hit the long ball, but they're getting back to the way the Yankees were when they would start manufacturing runs. And, you know, they're not swinging for the fences like they were. You know, it's just starting to get back to baseball, not playing home run derby. You know where I'm at with that.
All right. Now, Worm, do you have a question for all the savages on the episode tonight, the Live Looking versus the Twins? Any questions for the savages?
With the way LeMahieu's playing, would you consider giving him a contract extension, knowing full well and good that Andujar's coming back next season?
Okay. All right. Real, before we move on to Jimmy, hey, Greg, can you answer that real quick for the Worm back around?
I think the Yankees got him for a good deal, the 2 for $24. But I also think that we see right away that he is, you know, he's like a heart of the team kind of thing. I think he's replacing Gardner as like the heart of the team, him and CeCe. And this is the type of guy you want to play on your team. And I think, you know, we should reward him. I think we did get him for a good bargain. 2 for $24, that's a pretty good bargain in today's market. So, yeah, why not extend him another 2 years for 30? You know, and make him feel like he's going to be a Yankee the rest of his career. Make him comfortable. If he wants to go 3 for $45, I'm good with that too. You know, anything past that, it'd be around 35, 36. I don't know, but you know, make him feel comfortable. Give him that, you know, that extension, and let him know that, you know, you want him to be a Yankee the rest of his career. And yeah, you know, there's going to be some big decisions here in the off season. Probably some of it will be answered at some point here, you know, as the rest of the year unfolds. But, you know, with Andujar coming back, what are we going to do with Urshela? You know, what are we going to do with Encarnacion? You know, he's at a, you know, if he can hit like this, he's kind of at a bargain rate next year. So there's plenty of questions. And I think the Yankees are just going to, you know, they're going to see where it goes here. And you know, there's going to be a lot of questions in camp next year, similar to this year, where who's going to play where. But the questions are going to be, it's going to be a better look if we have Urshela and LeMahieu and Andujar. And, you know, that's a lot of, and if Didi comes back, which we're, you know, we're pretty much all of us hoping that he reaches a deal, maybe that's the answer. Maybe, you know, the Yankees, maybe they don't bring Didi back. I don't know. But it's one of those things where there's a lot of questions next year. But I'm definitely down for extending DJ LeMahieu and telling him that, you know, we want him to be a Yankee the rest of his career.
All right. Let's get to Jimmy, Savage Jimmy. Jimmy, your thoughts on Paxton, your thoughts on DJ LeMahieu as far as contract extension, any thoughts from the series versus the Rays or the Rockies or anything from the Hall of Fame? Then we get to Savage Dominic, Savage DiNardo DP, then Savage Yvette after that.
Oh, man. Well, first I got to say about DJ, man, I think we should definitely sign DJ. You know, it's a no-brainer. The guy is playing lights out right now. I mean, I'm not really worried about what we do with, like, Encarnacion or things like that, because I'm not really focused on next year right now. I mean, next year is next year. You know, let's get through this year and enjoy this year. You know, we'll look at next year when next year comes. But I think we're gonna do the right things, and you know, you know, well, we got a great, you know, GM that, you know, knows what he's doing. So I have faith that we're gonna be good next year as well. As far as the Hall of Fame goes, I mean, I'm really, really glad that Mariano Rivera is there. You know, he's one of the best closers not only of all time, but, you know, in Yankee history. And my favorite moment has got to be, you know, the games against Boston, man. Because just when you think he's gonna blow it against the Red Sox, he still came up big and won those games. I mean, and those games against the Red Sox showed that he's an all-time closer right there. So those are my favorite moments. You know, as far as the series, you know, against the Rockies, you know, I knew we were gonna have a little trouble with them, but you know, we did what we gotta do. I mean, I'm not really worried when we lose a game here or there. You know, we still got the best record in baseball. We're still doing good. Everybody's gonna lose a game here and there. That's just how the way baseball goes, because there's so many games. So, you know, I think we're gonna bounce back against the Twins and we're gonna start winning again, man. Go Yankees!
All right, shout out to Jimmy. Jimmy, you have a question for the panel before we go to Savage Dominic, and then Savage Yvette after that.
No.
All right, cool. Savage Dominic, my man. The DJ LeMahieu, should we give him an extension? That was the question from Greg from – oh, actually, that was from the Worm. We also have the what was it? The Paxton question as well, Dominic. And then, of course, your thoughts on the Hall of Famers, Mike Mussina, Mariano Rivera. Any thoughts from tonight's game, the Live Looking versus the Twins, rest of the Yankee squad, Aaron Boone, pitching, so on and so forth.
All right. First, I'll try to touch on Paxton. And it's ironic that Mussina went to the Hall of Fame this weekend, and we're talking about a guy like Paxton. Paxton is a product of today's Major League Baseball environment. This is the reason pitches don't last. This is the reason balls are going 450 feet, because the average pitcher throws fastballs. It's not like the old days where you had a Mussina, a Maddox, you know, who nitpicked, who hit the corners. These guys think they're going to overpower everybody. Paxton is not the only one. Unfortunately, he's on the Yankees. But this is a thing. This is a thing that's been hurting Severino. I'll go back to last year. Severino had a great start, but check his stats, his last 12 starts. He had a really, really bad record and a really high ERA because he depended on the fastball too much. Matt Harvey got one foot on the banana peel and the other one out the grave. So he's a product of his environment. Can it be changed? Yes. But I don't look at him as a long-term starter for the Yankees. Again, I like to look at the glass half full. I like to believe Severino's going to come back in August. We'll have a staff come playoff time, because we all know, we all watch baseball, your rotation shrink in the playoffs. So if you got three good starters and a bullpen like the Yankees, who are still the best bullpen in baseball, you can look at the glass any way you look at it, but this is how they're built, guys. I mean, we all follow the Yankees. We all see how they put this together. You know, we got a steal with Britton. You know, Octavia, how do you say his name, him. Betances comes back. I'm not as paranoid as a lot of Yankee fans about the pitching, maybe because I'm looking at the glass as being half full, because I'm expecting these guys to come back, and it might be a great thing for Severino not to have pitched the whole season. So maybe he'll have something in his tank, and we'll take it from there. I love hearing all the stories about this guy, that guy, this guy, that guy. Reminds me of the beginning of the season when people didn't know a LeMahieu. I ain't saying people on the line. You know, the people that were crazy with the shock and awe, get Machado, get Harper, and we get LeMahieu. They're like, what? Again, I apologize for knowing baseball and doing research, but LeMahieu is a .299 lifetime hitter. It ain't like he's reinventing the wheel. Yes, he's hitting above that now, but he's always been a good hitter. Should the Yankees extend him? Yeah, and we'll figure out the other problems down the road, where Andujar goes. I mean, guys, let's think. Guys and ladies, excuse me. Let's look at what happened this year with all the injuries we had and all of these guys that we was ready to plug and play, and the ship kept moving along. Best record in baseball. Probably had the most key injuries in baseball between pitching, hitting, position players. This is a great position to be in. I kept saying this earlier in the year. A lot of Yankee fans ran to the George Washington Bridge when they were 6-10 in April. Fire Boone, fire Cashman. Patience. Patience is a virtue. This is a plan. This is more than a one-year plan. This is a long-term plan. I know how a lot of how fans are. They want instant results, but this ain't oatmeal. You know, sometimes you got to let the water boil a little longer and see what you get. I just think the Yankees are in a great position with all the players everybody brought up on the line so far. That's a luxury to be in. It's just like having that bullpen. Everybody's going off the ledge about the Yankees need a pitcher. The Yankees need a pitcher. Yeah, they do. They do. But it's not going to stop this train from going along because people have been saying the Yankees needed another arm, another arm, another arm since May. And how many teams were ahead of us in May? Minnesota, Houston, the Rays, the Astros. Everybody had a better record than us when everybody wanted to jump off the bridge. Now look where we're at. So you got to commend Cashman for putting all these pieces together. And let's see how far it takes us, guys. I think, and I'm not one of those hit or miss guys, but I think we're going to go pretty far in the playoffs this year. So I don't have no questions, Steve. I just enjoy all the talk. So I'll move on to the next person. Thank you, Steve.
That is Savage Dominic, Savage Donardo DP on Twitter, Savage Donardo DP. Savage Yvette, your thoughts, Paxton, DJ LeMahieu extension, Mariano Rivera, Mike Mussina, anything alive, anything with Big Luther and Alive Looking. Right now the Yankees kind of down right now. What's your thoughts, Savage Yvette?
Well, I agree with what Dominic and Jimmy are saying. Yes, DJ should be extended, extended his contract. However, why are we worried about next year? Let's just get through this year. And so far, we can't win every game. Let me just first put that out there. We cannot win every game. Do our best to try to, but you're not going to go out there and win everything. What I'm hoping for that we win a series. If we don't sweep, at least we win the series to keep us on top so that when playoff time do come, we can be clinched ahead of everyone. That's all I'm concerned about. Next year will be next year. Whatever decisions that the organization is going to make, who they're going to keep, who's going to go, that will be when that time comes. I can't worry about that right now. There's nothing wrong with our pitching. Paxton has his issues. CC has his issues. They're hot and then they're cold. Paxton, when he first came to us, he was on fire. Then he had an injury. He came back and he wasn't the same since he came back from that injury. So I'm thinking, well, maybe he's not all the way well because he didn't come in pitching like that when he came to us at first. I don't know. That's just the way I see it. And that's enough for that. But let me talk about the Mario and Mussina. It was a pleasure of hearing the speeches. I just got teary-eyed and just was so happy for them. And to see not only but one but two Yankees. Oh, actually, it was three.
Luke.
Okay. Luke just hit a home run.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually three Yankees that went to the Hall of Fame. What's the other guy's name? I can't think of his name right now, offhand. But it was great to see that, and that's pretty much it. I mean, everybody done said what I had to, you know, my thoughts was pretty much the same. It's just that I can't worry about what's going to happen next year. I'm just worried about what's going to happen this year. And that's that.
Right. Now, but let me ask you this, Yvette, because it's my turn, but I'm going to ask you, what about, it goes into next week. We're talking about this year, trade deadline next week, and we're going to have our trade deadline episode next Monday night anyway, but Is there a pitcher on the market, or available that you say the Yankees will get? I mean, we are getting a pitcher. There's no way that Cashman. Look, we all believe in Cashman. I don't think there's no reason not to. But which pitcher makes the most sense in your eyes as far as trade? Also, I want to add in. I thought Herman was also excellent as well last week. Domingo Herman. That goes back to Dominic's point. What's your opinion on Herman in particular?
Well, I think he was injured, and we know why, the way he was pitching when he couldn't get he was not doing so well because he was injured. And he came back healthy, and he's pitching good. So he needs to stay. He doesn't need to go anywhere. It would be foolish for them to try to get rid of him for someone else. For who they need to go and get, I don't know. I mean, it's just so many names that were just put out there that the Yankees were interested in, with all these different pitchers that, who they're going to get, what Cashman is going to do. I'm just going to wait and see like everybody else. I'm not going to say, oh, they should get this person, oh, they should get that person. If they get someone from the National League and they come and play in the American League, they got to pitch differently. They cannot pitch the same as they would do in the National League. So that could be an adjustment if they could go get a National League pitcher. That's the only comment I have on that. But
Savage Yvette, do you have a question for the panel?
Yes. Do you think that we can pull off this game tonight?
Who
just hit home run,
okay,
by the way?
I can answer that, and then we'll go back. Right. We'll go back to Greg from Bronx Bomber. But let me say this real quick, because I have a question, an additional question for everybody else. Shout outs to Savage Yvette holding it down for everybody, KGYR style. You know what? Dominic made up a great point as far as the power pitching. And if you're talking about all the home runs that's getting hit out of the yard this year in particular, and a lot of these guys are throwing a lot of fastballs, because you really don't see a lot of guys mixing and matching. Unless they're an ace-like starter like a Justin Verlander or somebody of that caliber. I'll even put Domingo Herman this season. He's the de facto ace. We talked about this for pretty much the entire season. The way he has nasty stuff. He doesn't have to rely on the fastball. He has pretty much an arsenal of five pitches. Now, as far as James Paxton, and it goes back to everybody's point, and I've identified that even when we got him. I said, I don't know if he's going to be you can't. I don't think you're going to lean on him as your number two. We knew this day was going to come, and next week is going to be that day with the trade deadline. If his fastball is not working, his next go-to pitch usually is that curveball, and when he doesn't have confidence in the curve, it's pretty much lights out for him. And I think the Rockies kind of got to him in like the third or fourth inning on that game. This is the time of season to kind of work out the kinks. We kind of saw this when J.A. Happ came over in the trade last summer, and he was in a groove. That's what Paxton needs to do. He has to get into his groove. He has to get into his groove starting in August. If he's really going to actually probably pitch a game, probably a game three or a game four, if Aaron Boone's going to have that confidence. Herman has been phenomenal, and I think Herman – is probably the reason why, I think, because the same reasons what Dominic says as far as Severino is kind of like Matt Harvey. Power pitching, you're going to fizzle out, you're going to crumble. Mentally, can you rebound from that? It's not really, to me, about your physicality. Sometimes if you think you have power stuff and you think you could overpower people, and if that's not working, if you're injured, can you mentally go fight through the injuries? Can you fight through just knowing that, can you beat somebody at the plate, unless they put your stuff into the outfield beyond the fence. Let me say about this. Overall, I think we're all satisfied as Yankee fans. We have a comfortable lead. It's grown since the All-Star break. We're winning series. We're winning series versus good teams, especially teams within our division. The Tampa Bay series, especially the way they play, the way they put up runs on the Colorado game on Friday. I mean, I thought they were a phenomenal with the explosion with the runs with Aaron Judge going opposite field, Didi Gregorius flipping the bat. I know sometimes I don't like to be a home run or die that type of guy, but sometimes they've won a lot of games not only that way, but also putting the ball in play. Now, Greg, I'm going to go back to you. Now, I'm pro Stroman. I'm for Stroman because I think that's the type of guy who'll give you innings without giving up a lot in the farm system, without giving up a lot what we currently have. Some of these other pitchers may require a lot, and I think Stroman, to me, could actually will perform better in the brighter lights for whatever reason. I don't even have a reason why, but when you watch him pitch for the Blue Jays, especially his last game, he was excellent. And you follow him closely, he kind of wants to be – I really want somebody who actually wants to play pitch in the Bronx, and he actually – he's been on record echoing that. Greg, my question to you, what pitcher would you want or what would make sense for the Yankees? And number two, and this probably goes back to the postseason, this is for all you, Minnesota. Now, we've had our success versus Minnesota over the years in the playoff, regular season. But I don't know, man. I don't want to be, you know, because of tonight and they're doing their thing. I know they've – this is a little bit different Minnesota team than I'm accustomed to playing. Do you fear Minnesota? Do you respect Minnesota as far as playing them in the playoffs? Greg from Bronx Bomber News, then we'll go to Worm, Jimmy, so down the line, so on and so forth. Sorry about that.
2001. Yeah, my favorite Mussina memory was 2001. I was actually at the game where the Jeter flip play. I was there in Oakland. We were right over the first base dugout, second level.
Get out of here.
And, I mean, you know, yeah, there was about 50,000 people there. That's when before they put the tarp over the Mount Davis out there. And I would say about a third of the fans that were there were Yankee fans. And that place turned into a – as soon as they made the play, as soon as Jeter flipped the ball at home plate and they called Giambi out, I mean, that place got silent real quick. And then, of course, you know, that was Mussina. Mussina threw, I believe, the first eight innings, and then Mo came in and finished him off. 1-0 game, Posada homered. That was the only run of the game. I think he homered in the second inning. And, yeah, Mussina just – that was – I mean, the Yankees were down at that point. They would have went down – I think it was – they were down 2-0, 2-0. So that was a big game that Mussina pitched. And also, yeah, the Carl Everett bloop single to left field killed me. That was a Sunday night game, I think.
It sure was.
Correctly, but yeah.
Yes, it was.
Stroman, yeah.
Two out.
I like Marcus Stroman. I like Chris Archer. I think both of them has pitched in the American League East. I think Archer went over to Pittsburgh, and he doesn't have really anything to pitch for over there. And both of them are battle-tested in the American League East. I think Stroman's a competitor. He's from New York. He wants to pitch in New York. As long as we don't have to overpay, I think we're fine. I still think the key to our season, though, is going to be Severino, if he can be healthy when we get to the playoff time. And my thought was with Severino is to bring him back as a reliever and build him up. You know, the minor league season is going to end in September. So when he comes back, he's going to have to play at the major league level. You could probably throw some rehab games down there. But my thought is to bring him, have him throw an inning, have him throw two innings, have him throw two innings, have him throw three, and then build him up because, you know, that's generally how it is in the playoffs. The starters only go through a couple times in the order, and then they start looking at the bullpen. So if you can build Severino up five innings, six innings, if he gets a couple times through the order and he's pitching well, you could decide there. But, you know, if we can get Severino back and Betances, and then you got Jordan Montgomery coming back in September, you could just, you know, you can overwhelm teams with quality. If you take those three guys and replace Sessa, Hale and Holder with those three guys, that's a lot of quality there. And I would love to have Stroman, sure. If the Yankees, I mean, obviously with teams like, you know, Bumgarner and Bauer, I just don't know if they're going to be available now. And I think a lot of teams now are, you know, that they're back in. I think Minnesota's going to be looking at those guys, the same guys that we're looking at. Stroman is battle-tested, so he would, to me, make sense. Archer makes sense. Because really we're looking at a guy who would probably be pitching the rest of the season and maybe being a, you know, number three game, number four game option anyway when it gets down to it. I just don't think that big gun is available till next year when Gerrit Cole's a free agent.
All right. Shout out to Greg. Greg from Bronze Bomber News. Let's go to the Worm. Worm, do you fear Minnesota pitcher at the starting deadline? I mean, at the trade deadline next week. Now, Worm, who would you prefer to go for as far as adding on to this roster? And my question about Minnesota, do you fear them, or is this the same thing with Minnesota? I don't think so with Minnesota, but what's your opinion? Then we go to Savage Jimmy and then Savage Yvette.
I mean, anybody can win on any given day, but I'm comfortable playing Minnesota in the playoffs, you know, if we were to play them. You know, because the playoffs is a different animal. I think the Yankees, you know, edge them out talent-wise. They have experience. Pitching-wise, I'm gonna say this. The Dodgers are running away with that division. They basically have that division wrapped up. So San Francisco needs to ask themselves, are we going to keep Bumgarner? We're in contention for the wild card, but keeping him, is that going to help us for the future? And if it does, do we have enough talent around him to win down and win a World Series? And that's what the GM in San Francisco has to ask himself. I think most of us could agree that, no, they don't have enough talent in San Francisco to win it all, which I think Bumgarner would be a free agent. I would like him. He's a gamer. He's hungry. And he pitches well in high-pressure games. But you're not really going to be able to, you know, control
they
him
too
much.
They hit him again? They hit on him again?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
No, say that again. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying, you know, with Bumgarner, is their GM in San Francisco, he has to ask himself, do you have enough talent around that team to win a World Series and win it now? If the answer is no, you have to deal him. And honestly, I don't see San Francisco having enough talent to make a deep playoff push. Will they win a wild card? Maybe. But I think their offensively they're just too inconsistent, and they don't have the depth in their rotation outside of Bumgarner. I do think he'll be available. I wouldn't take a flyer on him right now. If they were to make a trade for a pitcher, I'd seriously consider Stroman. I like him better than Archer. You know, especially, you know, in the Bronx. You know, you want to have a pitcher that's a high, you know, ground ball percentage, which with Stroman, that's what you're going to get. Archer, I just don't trust. I think he blows up way too much. He's almost like another, you know, Scherzer. You know, he's an elite, you know, Scherzer's an elite pitcher, but he has those spots in those big games where he just implodes. So I think the safer play would be taking a serious look at Stroman. And seeing, you know, what it would cost. If it's reasonable, I would say go ahead. And now the thing is you're going to look at is they're going to want probably one of the Yankees, you know, top prospects, which with the signing of the international kid that's, you know, they signed this year for 5.1, that's 16 years old, within the next 4 years, he should break into the majors. So now you're either going to have Frazier, or you're going to have Florio, that is going to be expendable. I think they're higher on Frazier than they are Florio, so, you know, maybe able to package up Estevan into a decent package and bring back a return. But, you know, I wouldn't go and empty the system, you know, on a pitcher to bring in for this year when you're going to have quality starters in the free agency next year. But if you want to win now, take that shot at Stroman, as long as it's a reasonable price tag on him. I still believe that they're one starter away, you know, a Justin Verlander type trade away from winning a World Series. They're going to get some arms coming back, you know, into the bullpen. They're going to get a couple arms coming back in the rotation. That's going to help. But, you know, if the right price is there, go ahead and go nab yourself, you know, a starter that'll be able to eat up some innings like Stroman could.
All right. That is right. Savage Worm. Savage Worm, thank you very much, bro. Go to shout outs to Worm. Savage Jimmy, then Savage Vet. Savage Jimmy, do you fear the Minnesota Twins? Which pitcher you prefer at the trade deadline? And then we go to Savage Vet.
I'm not really worried about the Twins. I mean, I think the quality of our team right now, I think we could beat anybody, you know, if we play the right way.
Savage Jimmy, you're going in and out. Can't hear you. I think you have a bad connection. Savage
Chris
Jimmy.
Archer,
Cajun Savage Jimmy.
How's that better?
A little bit better.
I hear you.
A little bit.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Yeah. No, I'm saying I was talking about Minnesota, man. I'm not really worried about Minnesota right now, man. I think the way we're playing, man, I think we could beat anybody. As far as pitching goes, I mean, I'm a Stroman guy all the way, man. I really like what he does in Toronto. He's really calm. He's cool. He's collective. He does what he's got to do. The problem with Chris Archer is that, especially when he was in Tampa, is that the whole big thing with Chris Archer was he would be calm and cool until a pressure situation came. And then he would blow the game. Like you don't want a Chris Archer guy that's gonna blow the game. You know, it's bigger when the pressure's on. Stroman doesn't do that. When Stroman has a lead, you know, he does what he's gotta do. You know, he gets out of a jam when he has a little bit of a jam. That's a guy you want. So I'm a Stroman guy all the way, man. I really really hope we get him.
All right, Savage Jimmy, thank you very much. Savage Yvette, anything else you'd like to add as far as tonight's live look-in at the Yankees? If they're going to get a win tonight, they're going to have to make up a little bit of ground versus the Twins, who seem like they're serious the start of this series. What's your thoughts, Savage Yvette?
Well, CC needs to come out because they're just doing clobbering time on him right now. And oh, okay. Yeah, my husband's just showing me they got married with a cake. I guess it's her birthday. CC needs to come out right now because they're just wailing on him right now. And, you know, everybody, you know, look, my thing is this. Pitching really has not been that bad with our team. We keep saying the same stuff over and over about the pitching, and this has been throughout the whole season. And I'll just be glad when the trade line is up so we can just move forward and try to get the wins and try to get to the playoffs and try to get to the World Series this year. And what else was I going to say? What happened to Bird?
Luke Voigt?
Can somebody tell me?
Bird.
I know Luke Voigt, but where is Bird at? where did
he
send him back down?
He's probably on Edwin and Cardinalcion's forearm when he makes rounds of bases after he hits a home run. Perry.
No, they didn't send him to the AAA. They sent him back home. That's what they did.
Yeah, DJ baby just hit a home run.
Who hit a home run?
Contract extension right there at home plate, man. Contract extension.
DJ
gets back at the home plate.
Oh. Okay. See, we're still in this game. But CC has to come out, though. He has to come out. Because he don't have it tonight. He has to come out. But,
right.
Yeah. You know, Frazier. I've seen something about them saying Frazier was coming back. They're coming back when? Well, yeah, I know that he's not a bad player. It was just his remarks to the media that got him out of the stadium because he didn't get along with the media. So do you think that he may be up for trade?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Or if, absolutely. What about, okay, Worm, Greg, Jimmy, I think so. What about you guys as far as Frazier? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
He's expendable.
Yeah, he's definitely a trade chip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would definitely say, you know, Stroman for Frazier, man. It's easy. We have a lot of quality hitters on this team, man. So like, my thing is, even if Frazier did come back, there'd be no room for him.
Right.
Well, yeah, absolutely. There wouldn't be any room for him, not let someone else get injured. However, because of him not getting along with the media, which is a big thing, and with athletes and with the media from New York, that is a huge thing when you don't get along with them. Those guys that don't get along with media, that's in any kind of sport, usually don't be here that much longer.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Thank you very much, Yvette. Let's get some final thoughts. Let's start with, of course, Greg from the Bronx Bomber News and Podcast. Man, please give all the information on your podcast and as well as final thoughts for the rest of this week. I got Boston this weekend. I got Minnesota. Got trade deadline next week on next week's episode. Your final thoughts, Greg, from Bronx Bomber News and Podcast.
Okay, yeah, Bronx Bomber News Podcast on Facebook and at Coach GSM on Twitter. And I apologize, Steve, I didn't answer your question earlier about Minnesota. When we get to the playoffs, I kind of fear everybody, you know. I mean, I know we're capable of beating everybody, but at the same time, you know, it's tournament baseball. Teams get hot. Teams, you know, this is a different Minnesota team than years past. There's no Joe Mauer, no Justin Marneau, those guys. So these guys, you know, they're playing the Yankees. They don't have that history that, you know, the Joe Mauers, those guys, Brian Dozier's, all those guys have. So, of course, you're going to – and, you know, if they're going to go out, I think Minnesota's going to go out and bid for the same pitchers that we do. Imagine Minnesota picking up Marcus Stroman or Madison Bumgarner if he's available. Any team, I shouldn't say fear, but I respect them. But I do think the Yankees, I think their pitching is going to solve itself. I do think we'll pick up a starter, whether it's Stroman, whether it's Robbie Ray, you know, any of these guys that are out there available. I think the Yankees will get somebody, and I don't think it's just, to start game two of the playoffs. I think it's somebody just, you know, for the rest of the season and beyond. I think they know CeCe's gone next year. There's, you know, other options and issues with players coming back and, you know, contracts. But I think Minnesota is going to be, you know, looking for the same starters. I think, some of these other teams that are in it, they're going to be trying to add players. So we might have to put in an extra guy to get Marcus Stroman, and I'm okay with that because he is a controllable player. So if we have to, you know, Frazier or a Florial and then add, you know, a couple of guys, as long as it's not our, you know, top prospect, not like Davey Garcia or somebody like that. But I'm good with, you know, overpaying by one player to make a deal because this year is important. This year's been on the calendar since 2017 when we made all those, you know, those deals to strengthen the farm system. And this is the year, 2019, and I think we have the pitching to do it. It's just a matter of health and who's hot, who's not, and how we fit that rotation and who's on the playoff roster
when playoff time. Shout-outs to Greg. Oh, one more time, Bronx Bomber News and Podcast. Check it out. go like the page on Facebook as well. It's great to hear from Greg from Brownsville. I did not know you were at that game in 2001. I had no idea.
Yes, it was. But
that was a.
I have a buddy. My good friend's an Ace fan, and he got us the tickets. And the tough thing about that was I wore my Yankee hat to the stadium. And like I said, there's about a third of the fans were Yankee fans. And I got on the subway, and it was some angry fans. To go home. It was subway. It's the BART here in
the BART
area.
Yeah, the BART. Yeah.
Yeah, I got on the BART, Bay Area Rapid Transit, and I took my hat off and put it in my jacket because there were some angry people on there. But yeah, I was at that game, and it was memorable, and that's a memory I'll never forget. But Moose threw like the game of. You know, he threw that game just as good as he threw that Carl Everett bloop hit. And that's what we needed that game because we were down 0-2. And we needed that game.
Yeah.
And he came through, and then Mo closed it out for us.
All right. Shout-outs to Greg, man. Thank you very much. And going down memory lane on Mike Mussina in one of his great games. Thank you very much. And definitely check out the podcast as well. The Worm. Final thoughts from the Worm. And no, Worm, you know, we could cross promote. I mean, who's going to stop this Worm? I mean, we're baseball guys, but we're also, you know, sports guys. You let everybody know about the Giants Jets the tailgate coming up. Let them know the details on that. Go ahead. Fire away. Final thoughts from the Worm.
We're going to be hosting our first tailgate party here. It's going to be the Giants Jets preseason tailgate party. Coming up when we play the Jets in August. And we're going to have our traditional Giants homecoming game when we play the Cardinals. Everybody comes in. It's one giant party in G16 at a Giants stadium. And I just saw come across Daniel Jones just signed his contract with the Giants. So I guess they locked him up for 4 or 5 years. Back with the Yankees, I just want to say I'm really hoping and really I want to see DJ LeMahieu as an MVP this year. I think that man has just earned it and deserves it. The way that the defense he's brought to the Yankees and the way that he's played all season up to this point, that man deserves a MVP voting this year. That's where I'm at.
Go like the Worm page on Facebook, the Facebook page, The Worms. Give it a like, give it a follow, and great stuff for those guys as far as upcoming events as well, especially for the football. Giants Jets start off the season on the football side of things, but thank you very much, The Worm. Your opinion, and the guy got Jack Hughes, so you know this guy's on cloud nine right now. Anyway, that starts for another day. Shout out to the Worm. Savage Jimmy at Canes Eagles 1, your final thoughts, and then Savage Yvette, final thoughts after that. Savage Jimmy, your final thoughts.
Hey, man, my final thoughts are easy, man. All we gotta do is keep doing all the things we're doing, and, you know, win series, we're going to be okay. I mean, I'm not really worried as much as many people are about the, you know, trade deadline. Yeah, you know, I'm excited what teams are gonna do, but at the end of the day, we have a quality squad. You know, if we get a Stroman or if we get somebody like that, cool. But even if we don't, man, this team is gonna go far. You know, we got the right pieces. You know, we should really really lock up DJ, man. DJ just went on fire. As far as all the other guys, like everybody else has said, I'm not really worried about next year right now. You know, this is a great season this year, and we'll see how it goes, man. So we just gotta keep doing all the things we're doing, and you know, scoring runs and great pitching. That's what makes a good baseball team, man. Go Yankees!
Shout outs to Jimmy at Canes Eagle 1. Savage Jimmy on the final thoughts. Next week, we got the trade deadline episode. Shout outs to Jimmy. Savage Yvette, KGYR, your final thoughts. Savage Yvette? Yvette?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay. I have one question for the Worm. Will you be doing the Worm at the tailgate party this year?
Well, I can answer that for you. He's no longer he dropped. He hung up, but that's a man, that is the surest yes I could ever give you. Absolutely. That's why he is the Worm. That's his name. Well, that's awesome. I could answer that for you. That is 100%. He will be doing that at like he does at every tailgate. Oh yeah.
Mm.
Without a doubt.
I'm looking forward to seeing that. I just want to wish you guys a good evening and a safe night. And let's go Yankees and try to get this win.
There you go.
Let's go Yankees. Absolutely. Greg from Bronx Bomber News and Podcast, The Worm, Dominic. We can't forget Dominic Donardo DP on Twitter. Coach GSM on Twitter as well. Okay, The Worm as well. And, of course, Yvette. Now, Yvette, like I said, I will definitely have to make note. We do this again, and Big Luther's on the mound. We're gonna be jamming next time. I promise.
Jamming. Yeah.
It's gonna probably have to help him out, man. All right. So the final thoughts from the stakeholders. I said stakeholders. Final thoughts from the Savages. We'll be back next Monday. Trade deadline episode 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yankees got a lot of innings. They got about 3 more innings left to get a couple more runs and catch up. So I'm great also, ladies and gentlemen. Great episode from the Savages. Bleed blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, bleep bloop, bleep bloop.